Good morning, this January 13th, 2020. This is Bankruptcy Attorney Jeff Kelly, and today I would like to speak with you about how the 11th Circuit has laid out a roadmap for the rules for discharge violations. So I want to start off here talking about the stupidity of banks. What kind of creditor is dumb enough to violate bankruptcy laws and send collection letters to a debtor after the debt has clearly been discharged in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy? Answer: NationStar Mortgage. In the case of Arlene Roth, she clearly intended to surrender her house in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy that was filed on December 22, 2010. Roth received a discharge on June 27, 2014. NationStar was notified of the discharge. They received many, many, many letters. They clearly knew about the discharge. About 4 months after the entry of discharge, the bank started sending Roth monthly statements related to her mortgage. Can you imagine the stress of going through 4 years of a bankruptcy case, fighting to make it work, pull it together, you do it, you get your discharge, and then you start receiving collection letters? I bet this was extremely stressful on Ms. Roth. NationStar never foreclosed on the property during the entire time of her Chapter 13. Who is dumb enough to let a house sit for 4 years and rot? Answer: NationStar Mortgage. Roth's attorney contacted NationStar and was ignored. The statements kept coming. Roth then filed a motion for sanctions in bankruptcy court, alleging the statements violated Section 524 of the Bankruptcy Code. She also alleged that there was a civil action, that the bank violated the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and the Florida Consumer Collection Practices Act. NationStar made the very smart move and settled the case. After the litigation was resolved, the bank was dumb enough to send an informational statement. The statement contained a due date and instructions on how to pay NationStar. Roth then filed a second civil suit against NationStar. In another smart move, NationStar settled again. How can a bank be so dumb they send notices to a debtor in a case they just settled for sending notices? Why does this happen? My theory is that bad computer programs run a lot of banks, and that there's no human being making the decision whether to send or not to send. That's just my guess. I don't have anything to back this up. It's just a theory I have, but if I'm right, that would make sense why people who have clearly filed bankruptcy keep getting notices. And I suspect, again, keyword suspect, that many banks have decided it's cheaper to just settle a few cases every now and then to spend the money that it would take to revamp entire computer systems. So, Roth filed another motion in bankruptcy court seeking sanctions for the second violation, but did not succeed on this one. The court dismissed the motion, finding that the statement was not an attempt to collect a debt. The district court affirmed, as did the 11th Circuit. If you would like to read this decision, go to my website, kellycanhelp.com, and you can type in 11th Circuit lays out rules for discharge violations in the search bar, and it should pull up under my blog. So, what happened here? Why did the court decide this? Well, let's start with Section 524A2. It states, the bankruptcy discharge, quote, operates an injunction against the commencement or continuation of an act to collect such debt. The key word here is collect. In the Roth case, Judge Branch found several reasons to conclude that the objective letter was not to collect. The court states, as an initial matter, the disclaimer is printed in bold on the first page of the statement. It declares that it's for informational purposes only and is not intended as an attempt to collect, assess, or recover a discharged debt from you or as a demand for payment from any individual protected by the United States Bankruptcy Code. End quote. Sections 524A2 and 105A authorize a court to impose civil contempt sanctions for attempting to collect a discharge debt when there is no objectively reasonable basis for concluding that the creditor's conduct might be lawful under the discharge order. See Taggart v. Lorenzen. That's a 2019 Supreme Court decision. A court may hold the court in that case, the court states, and I quote, "A court may hold a creditor in civil contempt for violating a discharge order if there is no fair ground of doubt as to whether the order barred the creditor's conduct." No fair ground of doubt. So that's the new test. What should a person do when they keep receiving letters on debts that were discharged in their bankruptcy case? The answer to this question is they must save the letter and get it reviewed by their bankruptcy attorney. Ding, 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 ding. Could be worse than money. Maybe, maybe not. Is there a fair ground of doubt as to whether the order barred this creditor's conduct? You need to talk to your bankruptcy attorney to find out. If you've got any questions, if you want to sit down with me for a free consultation to review whether Chapter 13 or Chapter 7 might be a good option for you, give me a call at 770-881-8449. If you want more information about the bankruptcy process, feel free to go to my website. I've got a free book on Chapter 13 and Chapter 7. We have office locations in Marietta, Kennesaw, Douglasville, Dalton, Georgia, Dallas, Georgia, Rome, and Cartersville. Thank you very much for tuning in. Appreciate you.